I'm sorry to see things go that way, because really, you can accomplish a lot more in a telephone call in less time than going back and forth with emails.
Absolutely. Plus, you get the personal aspect of it as well. But, you know, society moving the opposite direction. They want more impersonal than personal. And for me, I'd much rather have a phone call. That's all my primary mode, or, you know, call me. So, I just get a lot, you know, I feel like I get a lot more done, and you get a lot more out of a conversation than you do an email.
It was that way even inside the lab organization that I work for. They generally try to discourage people from contacting the IT department directly, and they build up a very elaborate ticketing system, which you had to go through a chain of supervisors in some of the departments to submit a ticket. And what I invariably found was that by the time a description of the trouble had passed through enough hands before it got put into a ticket, the ticket didn't generally indicate what the real problem was.
Well, that's kind of the same old thing, you know, when you know, we used to play a game in school where, you know, you put line up 10 people in a row, and first person would tell the second person a story, and then by making it through the row with 10, it'd be something completely different than where it started.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. You do the same thing. It's unfortunate. So many times it was something that could be quickly fixed. You know, it was something that somebody just picked up the phone and called me. I could address it in 5 minutes.
Well, that's the whole thing. But, you know, times are changing, Lou, that's for sure. So, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem to make much sense. I don't see the efficiency in it, but that's just me, you know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything has its place. I mean, but still, I don't know. If someone wants to get a hold of me, give me a call. That's the simplest, quickest, easiest way to do it. So, but, well, hopefully something comes to that opportunity, or, you know, something else comes down the pike, and you kind of, you know, just take it a day at a time and then kind of go from there. Are there any new opportunities you've been able to apply for, or has it been kind of dry on the new opportunities?
I had one earlier this week that I actually decided I wasn't interested in. When I actually looked at what they were paying for the position, I honestly would end up with more money retiring, and that's pretty sad.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I was going to say, that's the case there where, yeah, you don't want to go backwards.
Just reached the point where I'm not going to get all worried about it. If I retire, I retire. If I find something, it'll be even better, but I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep over it at this point.
Well, and that's fair game, you know. That's fair game, Lou. I mean, the thing is for you is you have options, you know. You're not necessarily up against it. I mean, it sounds like you'd like to work a little bit longer, but, you know, you could pull off retirement now if you wanted to or needed to. And so, I mean, it's nice to have options, though. Many people are up against it. I mean, would it make sense, what about, like, a hybrid approach? Like, what about, you know, retiring and then taking on, like, a part-time gig, just a little suffer or just a little extra cash?
Possibility. It kind of depends on the kind of work, too. I mean, if I found something kind of along the lines of what I had been doing, even if the money wasn't great, I might just pick it up because I enjoyed that kind of work. Unfortunately, the one I turned down was a call center job, and I really didn't want to do that kind of work.
Well, see, there you go, Lou. That whole thing. I don't know. I mean, you know, I know a few guys that have retired, and, you know, they retired a little tighter, whatever, and then they just kind of go back. They find some part-time, you know, many cases, nothing to do with, what is this guy doing? Nothing to do with, you know, really what they did before. It's just something, you know, something they didn't have to think necessarily to think hard at, or, you know, just, you know, like one guy worked in a hardware store, or, you know, another guy did a part-time call center thing, you know, like, you know, and I get it too, you know, there's certain aspects, certain things that, you know, you want to do and not do and that type of thing, but, you know, I wonder if that might be something that meets you halfway and go from there. Man, I just kind of got, wow, anyway, gotta love how people drive now, though. Over to you, Lou. KC2KOO.
K2LKK. Now, I think people's driving habits kind of go in hand with how much consideration they show for people around them. Some people don't show an awful lot of consideration these days.
No, they don't. They don't. Nobody cares. The bad thing was the guy that pulled out in front of me works for the company in the company vehicle, and he's in my own department, and he offered pretty hard. He pulled out in front of me, wasn't paying. I gotta make a call. That was ridiculous. You know, that was just ridiculous. I'll catch you in a little bit, buddy. That is just gonna get somebody in hot water, but I don't know if he's just distracted or what, but I'll be back. K2LKK, K2KK.
Catch you later, K2LKK.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
WZ2KAO, WDHADX.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
And 2XKM mobile listening.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.
B2EMF mobile.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.